This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Hamda ibadihi al-dhakirin al-shakirin, Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mil'u al-samawati wa mil'u al-aradin, wa usalli wa usallim wa ubarik, ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil'alameen, Sayyid al-awalina wa Sayyid al-akhirin, محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى التابعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وارض اللهم عنا معهم أجمعين اللهم آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين ثم أما بعد. My dear respected young brothers and sisters, elders, teachers, colleagues, it is an honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would plan for His slaves to travel miles and continents away from where He is now to be with you today. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our presence together beneficial to one another. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. How many of you, my brothers and sisters, would always plan his day ahead of time? So you wake up in the morning, you know exactly what's going to happen. Perhaps you'll have a little breakfast. Perhaps your mom will pack your food or give you something to eat while you're at school. Perhaps you'll get into a bus or any mode of transportation to make your way to school, period after period. Boring class after exciting class. Recess, lunchtime. And when you reach to the end of the day, you can't wait. You can't wait to leave because you know that you're going to go home, recline on your chair, watch your favorite TV show, or perhaps get into your games, or chat on TikTok and Instagram and whatnot. You wanted those moments, and before you know it, the cycle would be repeated the next day and the next day and the next day, thinking that life is going to go like this forever. The very breath that we take day in and day out, second in and second out, we take for granted. We think that we will keep on breathing and living in this dunya for the rest of our lives until eternity. We never even imagine, even though we see people dying every day, we never imagine this for ourselves, that a day will come, we will be there in those situations of lying down in the masjid and people praying janazah for us. My intention, my brothers and sisters, is not to scare you, but to share with you a personal story. And I thought that perhaps this would be the best way to address young students in this khutbah than bringing stories of the past. Because there is a trend now, I have observed, I'm teaching children's like you and youngsters like you elsewhere, but I have observed that trend that whenever you say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and he used to do such and such, and he used to pray late at night until his feet would bleed and so on, people will come and tell me, brother, but this is the Prophet of Allah. Whenever you talk about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu ardaah, Khalid ibn al-Walid, Bilal ibn Rabah, Aisha radiallahu anhu ardaah, Khadija, and all these great companions and the daughters and the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people tend to say today, brother, but who are we compared to them? So perhaps when I share with you something that took place in my own life, and how things turn around in my favor by Allah's permission, perhaps you will look and view life differently. And perhaps you will not take life for granted anymore. And you will plan your day and night perhaps differently, inshallah ta'ala. So it was 2 or 3 years ago, not so far. And I was taking life for granted like all of us or the most of us. And I was preparing to go to my work the next day. And I was actually sitting in the backyard in my little office preparing my classes that I will be teaching the next day. And I was stretching a little bit. I wanted to use the toilet and then washing my hands like all of us do. It was during COVID-19 era, if you remember, they used to advise us to wash your hands a lot. Yeah? Remember these things? So alhamdulillah, we're Muslims. We learned this from the Prophet ﷺ 1,400 years ago. Hygiene, you know, cleanliness and so on. So I was at the sink cleaning my hand, washing my hand. And all of a sudden, nothing was planned. A painful crash took place in my waist, in my lower back, traveling through my legs all the way to my toes, pinning me to the ground, sitting in a very uncomfortable position, in excruciating pain, in a pain that I've never experienced in my life, to a point that I wished at 1 minute that this should be over. Death for me was even better than going through that pain. Because the pain was not only in my waist now, it was in every inch in my body. Every time I'll try to move to make myself feel comfortable, flaring pain will shoot throughout my body. I didn't know what it was. I knew that something happened in my back, but I didn't know what it was because now the pain is in every inch. My family rushed, my wife, my children rushed to help me. And every time they try to lift me up, the same thing will take place. Pain will drag me back down to where I am. For how many hours? 4 hours, I couldn't move an inch. To an extent that we called the hospital, the ambulance, the doctors, and by the time they come, took them a few more hours. And subhanAllah, my wife, may Allah bless her, and my daughter, they came, they dragged a blanket beneath me, and then they pulled me all the way to the room. Can you imagine? This is how difficult the situation was. How long it took me in this position or in that situation? 1 year plus. 1 year now. Story short, huh? Story short. Medications, scanning, medication, scanning. And a few days later, the same painful crash happened again, but on the other side of my waist. And after this, I could not stand on my feet. I could not use the toilet that I once took for granted. Anytime I wanted to respond to the call of nature, I would just use my feet and walk towards the toilet. Easy, easy job. Jump off your bed, run to the toilet. That feeling that you use to think that you own it. We say, my feet, my leg, my heart, my this, my that. Nothing is yours. It was taken away just like that. Waist down, was numb for 1 year. Wheelchair bound, depression, anxiety, all these mental illnesses that we hear about. Oh, Sheikh Wael, you too go through these issues? Yes, we are human beings, man. We're human beings. We all experience these difficulties. We all experience these difficulties. Until, fast forward, yani, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone who played a big role in my life during those times to stand up back on my feet, alhamdulillah. But the bottom line is, at one point, one of the mashayikh who was checking on me, on my condition, called me up to see how am I and so on. And I told him, I was crying, I was in agonizing pain. I told him, I can't take it anymore. I can't. I don't want it anymore. I used to see ghostly figures as nightmares every night. Every night. And that ghostly figure was my pain, snatching my nerves. It was a difficult period. No sleeping, always on 11 pills maybe to numb my pain, to just go to sleep. So the Sheikh was calling me and I said, I can't take it anymore. Say, why are you acting like this? He was the only one who will not say, oh, inshallah, don't worry. things would be all right. He didn't give me false hope. Things weren't all right. I was nearly paralyzed. Things were difficult to deal with. But he was not of that type that will numb your pain by sweet words that doesn't mean anything. But rather, he woke me up to another reality. He told me, what's wrong with you? I said, Sheikh, I'm telling you, you don't feel what I feel. Yes, I know, he said. I know I don't feel what you feel. But what I know is that if you became patient for what Allah has tested you with, every little pain that you go through is an expiation of your previous sins. You're not an angel. You've done mistakes. You have some ugly history. Allah chose you. Allah gifted you with this pain so that you can be rewarded if you're content. If you're happy with Allah's destiny on you, even if it may appear that painful. He said to me, I remember, that people tend to forget the reward associated with pain and they focus only on the pain. And subhanAllah al-Azim, all it took me is that a shift of a mindset from focusing on fighting something bigger than me into accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for me. And wallahi, before even the nightfall, I felt much better. Pain-wise, physical pain, start to be subsided bit by bit. Of course, after that, surgeries and treatments, alhamdulillah also, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened doors for me and I stood up on my feet. Some people, even up until recently, today, they ask me, Sheikh, what's wrong with your leg? Why are you limping? I say, man, this limp is the best thing that I have today. Because 2 years ago, I wasn't able to feel the ground beneath me. Now I'm walking, man. I'm walking with a little bit of the limp. Alhamdulillah. So I've learned in this painful journey, and this is perhaps the lesson that I want to share with you, inshallah ta'ala. Few things that perhaps if life challenged you one day, you remember my words. Don't become depressed and don't close life on you. And don't think that Allah is not watching and observing what's happening to you. And don't ever think that Allah don't feel what you're going through. And remember, the harder the test, the higher the reward. If you became patient, persevere, you know, seek out help, and so on. So I learned the power of the three A's that I want to share with you, inshallah. Number one, acknowledge, remember those words, acknowledge your humanity. We are human beings. We are not heroes. We're not the Avengers. We're not those imaginary figures who can bear everything and anything. Allah created us with weakness within our nature. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Allah created mankind in a continuous state of struggles and toils and pain. That's who we are. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah created mankind in a state of weakness. That's who we are. So don't try to pretend that you are strong. Don't try to pretend that you are someone who you're not. In our culture, unfortunately, we grew up hearing words like, men don't cry. If you're going through issues and difficulties and family members' loss and whatnot and sickness and the like, men are expected to just show up and be strong and never shed a tear. Internally, they are dying. Internally, they are struggling. Internally, they need to speak about what they're feeling, yet they are told, man up, toughen up a bit, you're a man, bear. But subhanAllah al-Azim, when you go back and you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was burying his own beloved son, he was in tears to a point that his beard was so wet to an extent that the land beneath him, the floor beneath him was dripping off water from his tears. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best man ever walked down the earth used to cry. Who are you now to come and tell me men don't cry, toughen up? Are you trying to say, wal ayadu billah, astaghfirullah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani, wasn't astaghfirullah? Never think that holding up your emotion internally will make you a better man. But wallahi, sharing your agony with people that you trust, 50% of the cure. 50% of the cure. The Prophet ﷺ was not only crying, he was sharing his situation with the people while burying his own son. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ. He was saying, my eyes are shedding tears. Who speaks like that when they cry? Who, when they cry, they tell people, I am crying? This is how the Prophet ﷺ was coping with that pain of losing his loved one, his child. وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَجْزَعْ. And my heart is grieving, is shattered. But we only say what is pleasing to Allah. So even though we go through intense emotion, our action should be always in harmony with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. This is the reality, my young boys and girls. This is the reality, my brothers and sisters in Islam. We, all, our whole beings, is belong to Allah, not to you, not to your family. And to Allah who created you in the first place, we will return. That's the promise. So what if you lost a limb? Or Allah tested you with some sickness? At the end of the day, you don't own anything. That's not yours. So bear with patience until you reunite with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the companions of the Prophet ﷺ asked him, you cry, O Messenger of Allah? You cry? He said, crying and tears is a sign of the mercy of Allah that He planted in us. So when you shed that tears and you let it out, subhanallah al-azim, you feel better. The mercy of Allah showers you. I remember my wife was telling me every time I screamed from the pain that I was going through, she would say, the neighbors... The neighbors. And only when I didn't care about what culture taught me, only then I felt better. So I screamed to the top of my lung because that made me feel better. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us all and cure our sick people. Ameen. The second aid that I want to teach you, inshallah. Accept the reality. Accept the reality of the situation that you're going through. When I was pinned to a wheelchair, I did not accept the fact that I will spend the rest of my life on a wheelchair. Some of the brothers and sisters here know me. And it's not one of my nature to just sit down. It is not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most likely tests people in the things that they love the most. You love money? Allah may take it one day from you. You like power? Power will never last for anyone. Whatever you like, Allah will test you in the things that you love the most. And I used to be energetic, productive, running from one place to another, traveling. And Allah said, that's it. How are you going to react? It was only when I accepted that fact that the compression in my lower back was so severe to a point that medical intervention only can resolve the problem. And there is no guarantee. So it's up to you now to digest that fact and live accordingly. And again, only then when I accepted this and when I started to function on my wheelchair, only then things improved. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the qadr, the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been written way before you were even created, is part of our faith. It's one of the pillars of Iman, we say, right? Pillars of Iman means what? Means it is part of the foundations of your faith. That if you don't believe in it, if you don't accept it, it means you are not a complete believer. You may fall into that category of, walayad billah, outsider. So we have to accept that by Allah's will, that inshallah it's for my own goodness. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing the situation of the believers is. When they are struck with calamities, they are patient. And that is good for them. And when Allah gives them goodness, when Allah provides them what they wanted, they are thankful, they are grateful. And it is good for them.
In both situations, we are the ummah of gratitude. We are, listen carefully, my boys and girls, if you want to take anything from this class, inshallah, from this khutbah, this is what you should remember. We are the ummah of gratitude, gratefulness to Allah, gratefulness to our parents, gratefulness to our elders, gratefulness to our teachers, gratefulness to our neighbors, gratefulness to anyone who has done you a favor. To always remember that a time will come and it's going to be your turn to serve the community, to serve the ummah. We need healthy Muslims who will create a healthy Muslim generations for years to come after our generation departs. This is what we wanted. So remember to be grateful through your actions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man whose sins, past and future, were forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would stand late at night for hours praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when his wife told him, didn't Allah forgive you all your sins? Why are you doing this to yourself? You're bleeding. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah forgave me all my sins, past and future, shouldn't I in return be grateful to Him through prayers? Through offering thanks to Him? Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third aid that I wanted to share with you before we end the khutbah, inshallah, is to appreciate. So the first one, acknowledge your humanity. Acknowledge your humanity. You're a human being, you're not a hero. You have your weakness, express them in any way you feel that it's right, without doing anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command or His messenger. The second is to accept the reality and to deal with it. Accept it with full faith. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Let's deal with the situation at hand differently. You will function. There are many people. There is a man in Australia who was born without limbs completely. No hands, no arms, no legs. And he became one of the most inspiring person in the entire world. Millions of people sought after his work. No limbs at all. So what is your excuse, subhanAllah al-Azim? The third is to appreciate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are grateful, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah will increase you in goodness. Allah will increase your provision. Allah will increase your blessings. Allah will increase you in anything beautiful and anything that you need, not necessarily what you want. Allah will give you what you need. Although many a times we don't know what we need. We just ask Allah, Allah, give me this, give me this, give me this. I want that iPhone, I want that Samsung, I want that car. But we don't know if we own these things, what's going to happen to us. Those many, many a times people who wish to have those cars died in these cars. You never know what is good for you. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You may hate something which is good for you, or you may love something which is bad for you, because Allah knows and you don't know nothing. So appreciate whatever you have, my brothers and sisters in Islam. My uncle, may Allah have mercy on him, before he passed away, he suffered from cancer. And the cancer went through his body to a point that wallahi, we couldn't even recognize that he is our uncle, to that point. And one day I was sitting with him during one of the visits to Egypt, and I sat next to him and I looked at him, I held his hand. He's one of my dear uncles in the family, that's why I named my own son Ibrahim after him. But I was sitting next to him in the hospital, I told him, aren't you angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aren't you very sad that things turn to you with you like this? Because he's one of those family members that you will never ask about, where is he? Except that the answer is in the masjid. Wallahi, I don't even remember one day we say, where is Uncle Ibrahim? Except someone would say he's praying Isha, he's praying Maghrib, he's in the masjid, he's i'tikaf, he's in Umrah, he's in Hajj, these type of people. So I'm sitting like, you've been serving Allah for all your life, look at you. Aren't you angry with Allah? I asked him, he said, SubhanAllah. Wallahi, that's what he said. He said, Allah has given me 67 years in health. 67 years, healthy, moving, driving, flying, serving my family, doing everything I could in good way, in goodwill, in good faith. Why will I be angry with Allah if He took 1 year of my life in sickness? 1 year. And after that, He passed away. Not in that moment, yani. A few months later, Allah called him back to Himself. Appreciate, my brothers and sisters in Islam, what you have. Don't ever look at someone else who had something different than you. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ told us, look always at those people who are less fortunate than you. You will always find them. You will always find them. I was on wheelchair for 1 year, dragged by my family members here and there, sometimes by my students to go to my classroom to teach a lesson. That was my condition. But I have seen people who lost their eyesight, who lost their hearing suddenly. Suddenly. Meaning they were born with these abilities. They could speak, they could see, they could hear. All of a sudden they became mute, they became blind, they become deaf. And when I compare myself, my situation to them, I say, Alhamdulillah for the numbing that I'm still feeling until today. Wallahi, sometimes I wake up in the morning and I start kicking the blanket and kicking my legs to see whether they are still moving or not. Why is that so? Because the numbing still persists. Even though I walk now, but the damage was great. Many nerves died in the process. But when you look at the situation of people who are much less fortunate than you are, you say, Alhamdulillah for the numbing. Alhamdulillah for the limping. Alhamdulillah for the pain. Alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the right understanding. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أستغفر. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم يا مسبب الأسباب ويا مفتح الأبواب ويا دليل الحائرين توكلت عليك يا رب العالمين وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm making a short dua. Secretly repeat Ameen after me inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع مجيب للدعاء. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم توفنا وأنت راض عنا يا كريم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اصلح أحوال أبناءنا وبناتنا وأهالينا أجمعين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا